So row him easy, row him slow, and row him on cross to Sapelo. His mama's old on Sapelo.
Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, today's show is all about the purple ribbon sugarcane. If you're not familiar with it and you're just joining the show, I have Doc Bill and Jerome Dixon of Georgia Coastal Gourmet Farms talking with me about this product. And yes, it is sugarcane. You're probably very familiar with sugarcane, or you've heard about sugarcane, but this is a very special sugarcane. It's a heritage crop that they're bringing back in conjunction with Clemson University. And I am sitting here holding a bottle of this precious, precious sugarcane syrup. I can't believe that I have a bottle here in my hand. Now, you guys, on the back, they even have the story of the sugarcane. And they talk about here just really how sugarcane was so important in the Georgia coastal area. But now that you have it in a bottle, Doc Bill, you are sharing this with a lot of the chefs that have been very supportive and right by your side, along with Jerome, and making this product really come to life. So tell me how you guys are working with the restaurants now.
Working with the restaurants in two fronts. One, the restaurants supported us in the sense they said, you grow this product, and much of it as you grow, we'll buy the initial first amounts from you. That's very important to a farmer because then you know that you have some guaranteed income once you get your product, and that can help a lot. Our farm is a small farm. We specialize in heritage crops, and it's difficult because heritage crops are a small group of crops that you work with, and some of them, like the purple ribbon sugarcane and the red peas, these are crops you're bringing back. So for the first years of the farm, you're not going to be making any money, but you're going to try to expand the crop. But eventually, once you start getting crop coming in, the benefits are incredible. And these are world-class chefs. These are James Beard award-winning chefs who know the historical content. And they can take a crop with the history and the quality of the ingredient and make tremendous dishes. And it exposes it to the public in a way the public can taste it in its glory. And one chef we work with was Linton Hopkins, who worked with us with the red peas. And he's also worked with us with the cane product. He owns restaurants in Atlanta, Restaurant Eugene's, which is a signature restaurant, Holman and Finch. Now he has a new steakhouse. And they'll be using this product at Restaurant Eugene's. They may also be using it in drinks as well. The other chef we work with is a chef known as Sean Brock, who's out of South Carolina. And again, they work with David Shields, historian from University of South Carolina, and Anson Mills, which is a company, actually a foundation that restores old crops like the Carolina Gold Rice, and have supported us. But Jerome can tell you a little bit about one of the key chefs of Sean Brock is a chef named Tyler Williams, and he actually came down to the pressing of the cane itself, and we sat down and had the taste of the first purple ribbon sugarcane juice that hadn't been tasted in the public in probably more than 200 years. Can you talk about a little bit about that, Jerome?
Yeah, that day was it was phenomenal. Tyler Williams actually came down. He's the chef of Husk in Savannah. He actually came down the day that we had the pressing. So he wanted to try, you know, that the first batch, even the juice itself, we allowed him to sample it. And he was just like blown away because of the taste, the smooth taste it had. And actually, once it got down to the syrup part, he wanted to try it. And it was off the chart. And he said, I'll take all of it. You know, of course, you know, we had to share it around, but he was the one every bit of it. We thought about it, Dr. Bill and I, we talked about it, and we said, look, we want to make sure this product gets into the right people's hands. Of course, everybody wants it, but if we can get it into the right people's hands, and these chefs can actually do what they do best, and that's cook with it and prepare these great dish with. So the syrup now is in the hands of Husk in Savannah, Tyler Williams.
You know? Right. We had a dinner in Atlanta with James Beard award-winning chef Linton Hopkins at his restaurant, Eugene's. And they had the Sapelo Island purple ribbon sugarcane. And they also had an old crop that was brought back called the African runner peanuts. Both of these crops were lost in the late 1800s. And the dinner was duck, which had a lacquer or a coating of Sapelo Island purple ribbon sugarcane on top of a bed of African runner peanuts with a little bit of foie gras. And it was a dish that they made historically back at that time, but they could never make today because they didn't have the purple ribbon sugarcane. So we ate a dish that people could enjoy at the early 1900s, and we had it today, and it was an incredible dish.
Now, this dinner was in honor of Dr. Shields, because I know he has a book that he recently had published.
It is in honor of Dr. David Shields, who is a genius. He's actually the food historian of the South, and he has an incredible mind. He's always working and looking. He's also head of the Carolina Gold Rice Foundation, and he's also the United States, one of the people involved in the Ark of the Taste in preserving heritage crops. And Georgia now has another heritage crop. Besides the Sea Island red peas, the Sapelo peas, and we also now have the purple ribbon, which is actually back, and it's actually a product. And that's a pretty substantial thing because it gives us a unique food and a unique food culture that's been brought back into fruition.
And now I want to back up just a little bit, because on Sapelo, sugar was actually produced there, right, from sugar cane?
They took the sugar cane and they made syrup, but they also made sugar itself. And the ruins of the first sugar mill are actually on Sapelo Island near the post office. If you go there, you'll see the ruins of one of the first sugar mills that they had in the United States. Sugar was brought here by other people, but it was the purple ribbon that made it profitable and had a reliable supply of sugar. And so not only do you visit Sapelo Island, you get to enjoy the beaches, stay at the birdhouses, but you can also see a small cane field there, which should have purple ribbon growing in it this summer. And you can also see a few of the small patches of the peas. And then you can visit the ruins of the sugar mill. So, I mean, these are things to look at, and it takes food into historical content. Sapelo Island was food central in the early 1800s in the South. And what we're trying to do is restore some of that heritage and stuff back in its proper place.
Now, Jerome, you recently had a chance to have dinner at Huss in Savannah. I don't think, are they open already?
No, they won't be open until January the 3rd.
So this was a special honor for you to go and try out some of the dishes.
That was a special honor. I was down there actually to deliver some syrup to those guys, and they were there. All of the cooks and the chefs were there, and they said, Jerome, because you're here, you and Doc Bill done such great work with the syrup, why don't we prepare you a nice dinner? And my wife and I was there. Dr. Bill wasn't there, so my wife and I enjoyed it.
Well, we had a chance to see the photographs, and I can tell you that I am sure that seeing the photographs is not anything like being there having the meal, but we were able to live vicariously through the photographs.
Right.
So this is exciting. So what's next for you two guys? Because, I mean, you all are just phenomenal with what you're doing, because I know you love farming, but you really are doing something that's very important to the farming industry, to heritage crops, really for culture and for the culture that is really both of you all's legacy and ancestry. Because Doc Bill is also from the coastal islands off of South Carolina, so your ancestors as well, Doc
right.
Bill, grew some of this sugarcane or some similar products that you're growing.
Yeah, we're focused on three heritage crops. The first was the red peas, which we're going to get up production up again this year. The second is the sugar cane, and our third project are Sapelo sour oranges. The French in the late 1700s brought orange trees over here, and these are the Seville oranges, and they've been on the island for close to 300 years. And we're trying to bring some of these trees back and being able to produce products that you can get and make from the oranges themselves. So that's another project, but trees take a while. So we started it initially, and it'll be a while, but, you know, you put your time in, and eventually, you know, it pays off.
Yeah.
And, Jerome, I just want to say a thank you to you and your wife, Sheree, because you guys have been really the keepers of this crop with the day-to-day operation and making sure that, you said, you know, a couple of times at midnight in the moonlight, you were kind of looking out at the fields and going out there. But I know it was more than just having that kind of sentimental moment. You've been going out in the fields, making sure everything is growing and coming along the way that it should. So without that kind of dedication and commitment, you would not have the bottles of the syrup that are now being sent to restaurants, and people are able to now taste this heritage crop after all of these years. So thank you very much. And to you, Doc Bill, too, for, you know, preserving this.
Well, thank you very much. And again, this is one of the most excited foods in the food industry today. People are really, really trying to get their hands on these bottles, and we appreciate it.
So, Jerome, thank you so much. I know that you have a busy day ahead of you here, so we are going to wrap up the show now. And again, I say thank you for you two busy, busy guys coming on and sharing this information with myself and with the listeners. And, hey, just letting us know what's going on, because you guys are really doing it down there. So thank you so much. And you
All
guys,
right, thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jerome. And you guys, thank you so much for listening today. We always appreciate you guys. And of course, we'll be back with more travel information, destination tips to share with you all. And don't forget to learn more about the Purple Ribbon Sugarcane and the Purple Ribbon Sugarcane Syrup. Check out the website of GeorgiaCoastalGourmetFarms.com for more information there. As well as check out the Sapporo Island Birdhouses at SapporoIslandBeachVacations.com. And you'll find more information, ways that you can go and visit the island, see those ruins of the sugar mill, as well as check out some fields there as well of some of the produce and things that they're growing. Thank you for listening today. This has been Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Bye-bye. See you soon.